Thank you, Robin. Here in the studios today, a combo from the fine folks at Seattle Jazz Ed, the Melba Liston All-Stars, and we have packed them in. This may be the largest group we've ever had in the studios, with a standing room only audience to match. Lauren Martinez and Ferdos Al-Hader play trumpets, Amy Gore and Ann Pham on tenor and alto saxes, Emily Coe trombone, Julia Tanner guitar, Colby Lamson Gordon plays bass. Behind the drum kit is Isabel Rusak. Their mentor was just here last week in our studios playing with the wonderful Steve Griggs. It's Susan Pascal on the vibraphone. You can find her Saturday night with her quartet at Tula's and doing a New Year's Eve show, dance party at the Century Ballroom with Buena Vibra. Susan Pascal, we're thrilled to have you here once again. Please welcome the Melba Liston All-Stars with Susan Pascal.
Thank you.
Right on, right on. The Melba Liston All-Stars from Seattle Jazz, Ed, with Susan Pascal featured on the vibraphone. The band is under the direction of Kelly Bar Klingon, and I wanted to start our interview today with Kelly and ask her about the band. Give us a little history of the group.
Oh, well, we have been running at Seattle Jazz Ed the Girls Ellington Project. This is now year 5 that we are starting. And we were invited by the Berklee, as in Berklee College of Music, the Berklee Summit to participate as performers this year, but they only had space for 8. So we took from our big band 8 students and formed this group. So we've existed since October when we started rehearsing for that November trip. And we're really thrilled to be here today.
Yeah, they sound like all-stars to me.
I think so.
Yeah, let's ask Susan Pascal what it's been like to work with the band. Susan, what do you think?
It's been really fun. This is my first time working with Jazz Ed and all these folks here. And it was really exciting to come in and work with them and hear how great everybody's sounding.
They sound pretty advanced to you. Were you surprised?
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know. Because honestly, I don't do a lot of school coaching. You know, most of my teaching has been private, one-on-one. So it was really exciting for me to come in and coach a band.
We're really glad to have you part of the School of Jazz. Susan Pascal's band is playing at Tula's in Seattle on Saturday night. It's going to be a big show with the quartet. I'm going to talk to a couple of the students now, Ferdos and Isabel. I wanted to ask about what lessons you gained from working with Susan Pascal and with working with other professional musicians. Ferdos?
We have been learning from a lot of different people, Susan Pascal being one of them. And I feel like the most valuable thing that she's taught us is that she's been helping us find little details in our songs that we've been perfecting. And also when we were in New Jersey recently, we learned from Vincent Gardiner, and he taught me specifically as a lead trumpet player to play out and take more control when I'm playing and to be more confident.
Fantastic. Isabel, what have you been learning?
Yeah, so with Susan Pascal, I think she really taught us how to listen to each other. And because I've never played with a vibes player before, just to kind of adapt to that new sound in our group and find that balance. And I thought that was really important. And then with Vincent Gardiner, as a drummer, he really taught me how to kind of be the leader and take initiative, lead the group in dynamics, and I thought that was really important.
Good lesson. I also wanted to talk about Colby. As this is the Melba Liston All-Stars, Melba Liston was the first woman trombone player to play with the big band. She's one of the most important jazz figures in jazz history, really. And I wonder, how important is it for young women to have female role models like Susan Pascal and Melba Liston? And is it still difficult for young women in jazz?
Yeah, I think it would be. I feel really lucky to have role models such as Susan Pascal, and I really enjoy Melba Liston's music. I think knowing the history behind that gives a lot more meaning to the music we play. In terms of the group, I think I feel really lucky to play with girls who care about the music as much as I do. And this group is different than my school band, because I think we're so supportive, yet we're also really focused in the music. And I think that we've really found a balance where we can support each other and lift each other up while also striving to become the best musicians that we can be. I've just really enjoyed it. And I hope that our band can inspire other girls who are maybe in fields that are more dominated by men to stick with it. That's what I really hope.
Fantastic. Thank you, Colby. We're going to get the musicians back into place. The first song and this next song, both arranged for the band. Kelly, as we see the drummer move into place, I wanted to have you give a little credit to the arranger.
Yeah, Richie Iacona, band director in New York, was my best friend's band director and recommended very highly. And so he's skilled at arranging for high-level students, and we're super glad to be playing his music.
And this next one, his arrangement of Ain't No Sunshine. The Melba Liston All-Stars with Susan Pascal. Thank you. The Melbaliston All-Stars from Seattle Jazz Ed live in our studios with their mentor Susan Pascal at the vibraphone. A wonderful arrangement of Ain't No Sunshine. Live in the studios on 88.5. I wanted to bring some more of our students to the microphone and ask them about jazz. Amy, I took a great solo early in the first song. I wanted to talk to you about improvising and taking solos. Do you remember your first solo and how did it go?
Oh, yeah. It was in sixth grade. It was a solo on a standardized B-flat blues, and my instructor had just taught me what chords and what notes to play on it, and then he just said, go for it. And it went okay. It was not John Coltrane level, but the thing with improvisation, it's like learning how to speak another language. at first you start out with simple phrases and just trying to learn all the grammar and the vocabulary. And the more you put yourself out there, the more sophisticated phrases and improvisation skills you obtain.
You have come a long way, Amy. Thank you very much. I want to talk to Emily next about getting into jam sessions. I guess when this band was off in New Jersey, you found yourself in an opportunity to take the stage and work with people you hadn't met before. How did that go? What was that like?
Yeah, it was super fun. So we went to this little club, and so we were a couple of us got a group together and we were playing a song. And what's really important in like doing a jam session is to be really open to new ideas. So if you hear something cool, you're like, oh wow, I can incorporate that into my solo or my group. So it was really nice to listen to new people and like get new ideas. And so in a jam session, being confident is really important. So that kind of is carries over into like life. So be confident and don't like be afraid to make mistakes.
Fantastic answer. I'll bring Julia to the microphone next, who took a shredding guitar solo on that last song. Julia, now, teenagers, an important time in your life for listening to music. And I wonder if you're listening to music outside of jazz, and does that influence the way you're playing jazz music?
Yeah, I listen to music that's not just jazz. I listen to a lot of like contemporary music, which it could have started as jazz, but it went off like Kneebody and Hayat's Coyote. And I'm also listening to this really cool big band. It's called the Reykjavik Big Band. It's an Iceland band.
Ooh.
So it's really cool seeing like bands all over the world just incorporating their ideas and their music and just coming together and listening to that.
Fantastic. I think the future is bright for jazz music with a lot of fun modern influences coming around. One more question, Anne, on tenor saxophone. I wanted to ask about your next plans beyond the teenage years. Do you plan on becoming a teacher or a performer or leave jazz behind? What do you think?
Well, going in, like to college is becoming a more like realistic thing that's happening now. I never really understood like what I wanted to do major in, but I knew that I wanted to keep music with me for the rest of my life. So I'm definitely going to either double major in computer science and music, or at least minor in music theory and jazz studies and music performance, because I just want to keep it in my life forever. And I'm hoping to integrate both computer science and music together, because there's a lot of electronic music coming into this generation so far. So I really want to integrate that and like just create a whole new genre of music.
That's what I like to hear. Very, very nice. One more question for Susan Pascal. You can find her quartet playing at Tula's this Saturday
quintet.
Night. It's going to be a lot of fun. The quartet? The
five
quintet.
Five piece. We've got Dave Peterson on guitar, Bill Anschel on piano, Chuck Dierdorf on bass, and Julian McDonough on drums.
Wow,
it's
gonna fantastic.
Be great. I'm really looking forward to that.
Now, I wonder if you remember about your transition from being a music student to becoming a professional. Was it easy for you? Do you have any tips for the kids?
You know, I think it's just something you have to explore how you want to be a professional, because there are so many different ways to do it. I think that when you're a student, you find pre-existing situations and plug into it. And like, this is a fantastic situation for these musicians. I'm so glad I got to witness and be a part of this. But when you're out and being a professional, you can start your own groups. You can really forge your own road. And so get as much experience in starting new things as possible, I would say. Yeah.
We're live in the studios with the Melba List and All-Stars from Seattle Jazz Ed, Susan Pascal, their mentor, guesting on the vibraphone. We got time for one more song, and here's one by the modern jazz outfit Snarky Puppy. Take it away, band. Thank you. PAs, the Melba Liston All-Stars from Seattle Jazz Ed with Susan Pascal featured on the vibraphone. That was fantastic. Thank you, ladies, so much for being here. That's Amy Gore on tenor sax, Anne Pham on the alto sax, Emily Coe trombone, Lauren Martinez and Ferdos Alhader on trumpets, Julia Tanner guitar, Colby Lamson Gordon on bass, Isabel Rusak on the drums, and the wonderful Susan Pascal vibraphone. The band is under the leadership of Kelly Barklingen. Thank you, Kelly. Wonderful. Thanks also to all the members of our leadership circle and all the parents, too. It's your generous contributions that and the support of all KNKX listeners that make these performances possible. I'd also like to thank our School of Jazz sponsors, Integrative Family Law, Half Price Books, BECU, and Beacon Plumbing. And thanks to John Kessler for engineering the show today. We'll send it back to Robin Lloyd with more Midday Jazz on 88.5 KNKX.